Real Estate Investing for Dummies by Robert Griswold. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. Real Estate Investing for Dummies by Robert Griswold is a comprehensive guide to the world of real estate investing. It covers all aspects of the process, from finding and evaluating properties to financing and managing investments. The book provides an overview of different types of investment strategies, such as fix and flip, buy and hold, and rental property investing. It also explains how to analyze potential deals using financial metrics like cash flow analysis and capitalization rate calculations. Additionally, it discusses legal considerations such as zoning laws and tenant rights. The book begins with an introduction to real estate investing basics, including definitions of key terms like equity, leverage, appreciation, depreciation, amortization schedule, etc., followed by a discussion on the various types of investments available in today's market. It then moves on to discuss how investors can evaluate potential deals using financial metrics such as cash flow analysis and capitalization rate calculations. After this section is complete, readers are provided with information about financing options for their investments, including mortgages, loans from banks or private lenders. The next part focuses on managing your investment once you have acquired it. Topics covered include tenant screening processes, understanding landlord/tenant law, dealing with repairs and maintenance issues, setting up accounting systems, tax implications associated with owning rental properties, etc. Finally, there is a chapter dedicated solely to flipping houses, which includes advice on rehabbing projects and estimating repair costs. Overall, Real Estate Investing for Dummies provides readers with a comprehensive overview of everything they need to know before getting started in real estate investing, from basic concepts through advanced techniques used by experienced investors alike. Main ideas. Main idea number one. Understand the different types of real estate investing. Real estate investing can take many forms, from buying and flipping properties to long-term rental investments. It is important to understand the different types of investments and how they work before getting started. Main idea number two. Research the market. Before investing in real estate, it is important to research the local market to understand the current trends and potential opportunities. Main idea number three. Develop a business plan. A business plan is essential for any real estate investment, as it will help guide the investor in making decisions and setting goals. Main idea number four. Find the right property. Finding the right property is key to successful real estate investing. Investors should look for properties that have potential for appreciation and cash flow. Main idea number five. Analyze the property. Before investing in a property, it is important to analyze the property to determine its potential for appreciation and cash flow. Main idea number six. Understand financing options. Financing is an important part of real estate investing, and investors should understand the different financing options available. Main idea number seven. Negotiate the deal. Negotiating the deal is an important part of real estate investing, and investors should be prepared to negotiate the best terms possible. Main idea number eight. Manage the property. Managing the property is an important part of real estate investing, and investors should understand the different management options available. Main idea number nine. Understand tax implications. Real estate investing has tax implications, and investors should understand the different tax implications of their investments. Main idea number 10. Utilize professional services. Professional services can be a valuable asset to real estate investors, and investors should understand the different services available. Main idea number 11. Utilize technology. Technology can be a valuable asset to real estate investors, and investors should understand the different technologies available. Main idea number 12. Utilize networking. Networking can be a valuable asset to real estate investors, and investors should understand the different networking opportunities available. Main idea number 13. Utilize social media. Social media can be a valuable asset to real estate investors, and investors should understand the different social media platforms available. Main idea number 14. Utilize online resources. Online resources can be a valuable asset to real estate investors, and investors should understand the different online resources available. Main idea number 15. Utilize local resources. Local resources can be a valuable asset to real estate investors, and investors should understand the different local resources available. Main idea number 16. Utilize legal services. Legal services can be a valuable asset to real estate investors, and investors should understand the different legal services available. Main idea number 17. Utilize insurance services. Insurance services can be a valuable asset to real estate investors, and investors should understand the different insurance services available. Main idea number 18. Utilize accounting services. Accounting services can be a valuable asset to real estate investors, and investors should understand the different accounting services available. Main idea number 19. Utilize property management services. Property management services can be a valuable asset to real estate investors, and investors should understand the different property management services available. Main idea number 20. Utilize real estate agents. Real estate agents can be a valuable asset to real estate investors, and investors should understand the different real estate agents available. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. The most common type of real estate investing is buying and flipping properties. This involves purchasing a property, making improvements to it, and then selling it for a profit. It can be done quickly or over the course of several months depending on the market conditions. Flipping requires knowledge of local markets, an understanding of how to make repairs and renovations that will increase value, and access to financing. Long-term rental investments involve purchasing a property with the intention of renting it out for income. These investments require more capital up front but can provide steady cash flow over time as well as potential appreciation in value if managed properly. Investors must understand landlord/tenant laws in their area as well as have experience managing tenants. Real estate investment trusts, REITs, are another option for investors who want exposure to real estate without having to purchase physical properties themselves. REITs are publicly traded companies that own or finance income-producing real estate assets such as office buildings, shopping centers, apartments complexes, hotels, etc., which they manage professionally. Main idea number 2. Researching the local real estate market is an essential step for any investor looking to get involved in real estate. Knowing the current trends and potential opportunities can help you make informed decisions about where to invest your money. Start by researching recent sales of similar properties in the area, as well as rental rates for comparable units. This will give you a good idea of what kind of return on investment you can expect from a particular property or neighborhood. You should also look into zoning regulations, tax laws, and other factors that could affect your ability to generate income from a given property. It's also important to research economic indicators such as job growth, population shifts, and consumer spending patterns in order to understand how these factors may influence future demand for housing in the area. Finally, consider talking with local experts who have experience investing in real estate. They may be able to provide valuable insights into which areas are likely to offer strong returns. Main idea number 3. A business plan is a critical tool for any real estate investor. It outlines the goals and objectives of the investment, as well as providing an actionable roadmap to success. A good business plan should include detailed financial projections, market analysis, competitive research, and a marketing strategy. The first step in developing a business plan is to define your target market. This includes researching local demographics and trends that may affect your investment decisions. You should also consider potential competitors in the area and how you can differentiate yourself from them. Once you have identified your target market, it's time to create financial projections for your investment. This includes estimating rental income based on current rents in the area, calculating expenses such as taxes and insurance premiums, projecting capital expenditures over time, such as repairs or renovations, and forecasting cash flow over several years. Finally, you need to develop a marketing strategy for attracting tenants or buyers to your property. Consider what type of advertising will be most effective in reaching potential customers: online ads, print media, word-of-mouth referrals. Once you have determined which methods are best suited for promoting your property, create an actionable timeline with specific tasks that must be completed each month. Main idea number 4. Finding the right property is essential for successful real estate investing. Investors should look for properties that have potential to appreciate in value and generate cash flow. When evaluating a property, investors should consider factors such as location, condition of the building, zoning regulations, rental rates in the area, and any other relevant information that could affect its future performance. Investors should also research local market trends to determine whether or not there is an opportunity for appreciation over time. Additionally, they should assess their own financial situation to ensure they can afford the purchase price and ongoing costs associated with owning a property. Finally, it's important to work with experienced professionals who can help guide you through the process of finding and purchasing a suitable investment property. A qualified real estate agent or broker can provide valuable insight into current market conditions and help identify properties that meet your specific criteria. Main idea number 5. Analyzing a property before investing is an essential step in the real estate investment process. It helps investors determine whether or not the property has potential for appreciation and cash flow. When analyzing a property, it is important to consider factors such as location, condition of the building, zoning regulations, rental rates in the area, and any other relevant information that could affect its value. It is also important to research comparable properties in order to get an idea of what similar properties are selling for. This will help you determine if your target property is priced correctly and if there are any opportunities for negotiation. Additionally, it's wise to consult with professionals such as appraisers or real estate agents who can provide valuable insight into local market conditions. Finally, be sure to factor in all costs associated with owning and maintaining a rental property when calculating potential returns on investment, ROI. These costs include mortgage payments, insurance premiums, taxes, and fees related to ownership transfer or registration of tenants. Main idea number 6. When it comes to financing real estate investments, there are a variety of options available. Investors should understand the different types of financing and how they can be used in order to make informed decisions about their investments. One option is traditional bank loans, which typically require a down payment and have fixed interest rates. These loans may also come with additional fees such as closing costs or origination fees. Another option is private money lenders, who provide short-term loans that often have higher interest rates than bank loans but may not require a down payment or other upfront costs. Investors can also use seller financing when purchasing properties from motivated sellers who are willing to finance part or all of the purchase price for an agreed-upon period of time. This type of loan usually has lower interest rates than traditional bank loans but requires more negotiation between buyer and seller. Finally, investors can look into hard money lenders who offer short-term bridge loans secured by real estate assets at high interest rates with quick turnaround times for funding. Hard money lenders are ideal for investors looking to quickly close on deals without having to wait weeks or months for approval from banks. Main idea number 7. Negotiating the deal is an essential part of real estate investing. It's important to understand that you are not just buying a property, but also negotiating the terms and conditions of your purchase. As an investor, it is up to you to ensure that you get the best possible deal for yourself. This means doing research on comparable properties in the area, understanding market trends, and having a clear idea of what kind of return on investment you expect from your purchase. When negotiating with sellers or agents, be sure to remain professional and courteous at all times. Be prepared to make counteroffers if necessary and don't be afraid to walk away if negotiations aren't going as planned. Remember that negotiation is a two-way street, both parties should come out feeling like they got something out of it. Finally, always keep in mind that there may be other investors interested in the same property as you are. Don't let this discourage you, instead use it as motivation to negotiate even harder so that your offer stands out above all others. Main idea number 8. Managing a property is an important part of real estate investing, and investors should understand the different management options available. Property management can be done in-house or outsourced to a professional firm. In-house property management involves hiring staff to manage the day-to-day operations of the property, such as collecting rent, handling maintenance requests, and responding to tenant inquiries. Outsourcing these tasks to a professional firm allows investors more time for other activities while still ensuring that their properties are well managed. When selecting a property manager, it's important to consider factors such as experience level, cost structure, customer service approach, and reputation within the industry. Investors should also look into whether they will have access to online tools for tracking rental payments and managing tenant information. Additionally, it's important for investors to ensure that their chosen manager has adequate insurance coverage in case any legal issues arise. Finally, investors should make sure that they are comfortable with their chosen manager before signing any contracts or agreements. It's essential that both parties have clear expectations about how the relationship will work so that everyone involved is on the same page. Main idea number 9. Real estate investing can be a great way to build wealth, but it is important for investors to understand the tax implications of their investments. Depending on the type of investment and how it is structured, there may be different types of taxes that need to be paid. For example, income from rental properties may be subject to both federal and state income taxes. Capital gains from selling an investment property are also taxable at both the federal and state level. Investors should also consider other potential tax liabilities such as depreciation recapture or capital gains taxes when they sell an investment property. Additionally, some states have transfer taxes or stamp duties that must be paid when transferring ownership of real estate. It is important for investors to research all applicable laws in their area before making any real estate investments. Finally, investors should consult with a qualified accountant or financial advisor who can help them understand the various tax implications associated with their investments so they can make informed decisions about how best to structure their investments for maximum benefit. Main idea number 10. Utilizing professional services can be a great way for real estate investors to maximize their returns. Professional services such as legal advice, accounting assistance, and property management can help investors make informed decisions about their investments and ensure that they are in compliance with all applicable laws. Legal advice is especially important when it comes to understanding the complexities of real estate law and ensuring that contracts are properly drafted. Accounting assistance can help investors track expenses associated with their investments, while property management services can provide peace of mind by taking care of day-to-day operations related to rental properties. Real estate investing requires knowledge and experience in order to be successful. Professional services offer an invaluable resource for those who may not have the time or expertise necessary to manage their own investments. By utilizing these resources, investors can rest assured knowing that they are making sound decisions based on accurate information. Main idea number 11. Technology can be a powerful tool for real estate investors. From online marketplaces to virtual tours, technology has made it easier than ever to find and purchase properties. Investors should take advantage of the many technologies available to them in order to maximize their profits and minimize their risks. Online marketplaces such as Zillow or Redfin allow investors to search for properties quickly and easily from anywhere in the world. These sites also provide detailed information about each property, including photos, descriptions, estimated values, and more. This makes it easy for investors to compare different properties side by side before making an offer. Virtual tours are another great way for investors to view potential investments without having to physically visit the property. With virtual tours, investors can get a better sense of what a property looks like inside and out without having to leave their home or office. Finally, there are numerous software programs that help with everything from budgeting and accounting tasks all the way up through complex analysis tools used by professional real estate analysts. By taking advantage of these technologies, real estate investors can save time while increasing accuracy when evaluating potential investments. Main idea number 12. Networking is an important part of real estate investing. It can help investors find deals, build relationships with other professionals in the industry, and gain access to resources that may not be available otherwise. Networking opportunities include attending local real estate investment clubs, joining online forums or groups related to real estate investing, and connecting with experienced investors who are willing to share their knowledge. Real estate investment clubs provide a great opportunity for networking. These clubs often host meetings where members can discuss current trends in the market and exchange ideas about potential investments. Additionally, many of these clubs offer educational seminars on topics such as financing options or legal issues related to real estate investing. Online forums and groups are another way for investors to network with others in the industry. These platforms allow users from all over the world to connect and share information about different aspects of real estate investing. By participating in these conversations, investors can learn more about specific markets or strategies they may want to pursue. Finally, it's important for investors to reach out directly to experienced professionals who have been successful in their own investments. This could include talking with a mentor or finding someone who has experience buying properties similar to what you're looking at purchasing yourself. Main idea number 13. Utilizing social media is an important part of any real estate investor's marketing strategy. Social media platforms such as Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn can be used to reach potential buyers and sellers, build relationships with other investors in the industry, promote properties for sale or rent, and stay up to date on market trends. By creating a presence on these platforms and engaging with followers regularly, investors can increase their visibility in the marketplace. Investors should also consider using video content to showcase their properties or provide educational resources about investing. Video content has become increasingly popular among consumers who are looking for more information before making decisions about buying or selling property. Additionally, videos can help establish trust between investors and potential clients by providing them with a better understanding of what they are getting into when working with an investor. Finally, it is important that investors use social media strategically by targeting specific audiences based on location or interests related to real estate investing. This will ensure that posts reach the right people at the right time so that they have maximum impact. Main idea number 14. Utilizing online resources is an important part of real estate investing. There are a variety of websites, blogs, and forums that can provide investors with valuable information about the market, trends, and strategies for success. Additionally, there are many online tools available to help investors analyze potential investments and track their progress over time. Real estate investors should take advantage of these resources by researching different markets and properties before making any decisions. They should also use online calculators to determine cash flow projections or calculate return on investment, ROI. Finally, they should stay up to date on current news in the industry by reading articles from reputable sources. By taking full advantage of all the online resources available to them, real estate investors can make more informed decisions when it comes to their investments. This will ultimately lead to greater success in the long run. Main idea number 15. Utilizing local resources is an important part of successful real estate investing. Local resources can provide investors with valuable information about the area they are looking to invest in, such as market trends, zoning regulations, and other pertinent details. Additionally, local resources can help investors find potential properties that may be a good fit for their investment goals. For example, local real estate agents or brokers can provide insight into what types of properties are available in the area and which ones may be more profitable investments. Local government offices also offer useful information on zoning laws and building codes that must be followed when purchasing property. Investors should take advantage of these free services to ensure they understand all applicable regulations before making any decisions regarding their investments. Furthermore, many cities have economic development departments that offer incentives for businesses who choose to locate within city limits. Finally, networking with other real estate professionals in the area is another great way to utilize local resources. By connecting with experienced investors or developers who already have experience working in the region you're interested in investing in, you can gain invaluable knowledge about how best to approach your own investments. Main idea number 16. Utilizing legal services is an important part of real estate investing. Legal professionals can provide invaluable advice and guidance on a variety of topics, from contract negotiation to tax planning. They can also help investors navigate the complex laws and regulations that govern real estate transactions. By having access to experienced legal counsel, investors can ensure that their investments are properly structured and protected. Real estate attorneys specialize in areas such as title searches, deed preparation, zoning issues, landlord-tenant law, foreclosure proceedings, environmental concerns, and more. They can review contracts before they are signed to make sure all parties understand their rights and obligations under the agreement. In addition to providing legal advice on specific matters related to a particular investment property or transaction, attorneys may be able to offer general business advice about how best to structure deals for maximum benefit. Investors should take advantage of the expertise offered by qualified legal professionals when making decisions about their investments. Doing so will help them protect themselves against potential risks while maximizing returns on their investments. Main idea number 17. Insurance services can be a great way for real estate investors to protect their investments. There are several types of insurance that an investor should consider when investing in real estate, such as property and casualty insurance, liability insurance, and title insurance. Property and casualty insurance covers the physical structure of the property from damage or destruction due to natural disasters or other events. Liability insurance protects against claims made by third parties who may have been injured on the premises or suffered financial losses due to negligence on behalf of the investor. Title insurance is important for protecting against any potential legal issues related to ownership of a particular piece of property. Investors should also understand how different types of coverage work together in order to maximize protection for their investment. For example, if an investor purchases both property and casualty coverage as well as liability coverage, they will be able to cover more potential risks associated with owning a rental property than if they only purchased one type of policy. It is important for investors to research all available options before selecting an insurer so that they can find the best possible deal that meets their needs. Additionally, it is wise for investors to review their policies regularly in order to ensure that they are still adequately covered. Main idea number 18. Accounting services can be a great asset to real estate investors, as they provide the necessary tools and resources to help manage finances. Accounting services can include bookkeeping, tax preparation, financial statement analysis, budgeting and forecasting, cash flow management, and more. By utilizing accounting services for their investments, real estate investors are able to better understand their financial situation and make informed decisions about how best to use their money. Bookkeeping is an important part of any business or investment venture. It involves tracking income and expenses in order to accurately report profits or losses on taxes. Tax preparation is also essential for real estate investors. It helps them determine what deductions they may qualify for when filing taxes each year. Financial statement analysis allows investors to review past performance in order to identify trends that could affect future investments. Budgeting and forecasting are also important components of successful investing. These activities allow investors to plan ahead by setting goals based on current market conditions. Cash flow management is another key element of successful investing. This involves managing incoming funds from rental properties or other sources in order to maximize returns while minimizing risk. By taking advantage of accounting services available through professional firms or individual accountants, real estate investors can gain valuable insight into their finances that will help them make sound decisions regarding their investments. Main idea number 19. Property management services can provide a range of benefits to real estate investors. These services can help manage the day-to-day operations of rental properties, such as collecting rent, handling tenant inquiries and complaints, and maintaining the property. Property managers also have access to resources that may not be available to individual investors, such as specialized software for tracking expenses and income or legal advice on landlord/tenant issues. In addition to managing the operational aspects of a rental property, property management services can also assist with marketing efforts. They are often able to reach potential tenants through their own networks or by utilizing online listing sites like Zillow or Trulia. This helps ensure that vacancies are filled quickly and efficiently. Finally, many property management companies offer additional services such as financial reporting and analysis, which can help investors make informed decisions about their investments. By taking advantage of these services, investors can save time while ensuring that their investments remain profitable. Main idea number 20. Real estate agents can be a great resource for real estate investors. They have access to the Multiple Listing Service, MLS, which is an invaluable tool for finding properties that meet your investment criteria. Agents also have knowledge of local markets and can provide valuable insight into neighborhoods, schools, and other factors that may affect the value of a property. Additionally, they are familiar with financing options available to buyers and can help you find the best loan terms. When selecting a real estate agent, it's important to understand their different roles in the transaction process. A buyer's agent represents you as a buyer and works on your behalf throughout the entire purchase process from start to finish. On the other hand, a seller's agent represents sellers in listing their property for sale and negotiating offers from potential buyers. It's also important to consider how much experience an agent has when making your selection. Experienced agents will know what questions to ask during negotiations and will be able to anticipate any issues that could arise during closing or after closing on a property. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.